Former Australian soldiers are playing a key role in a Saudi-led war against rebel fighters in Yemen. The group includes a one-time Special Forces commander who's in charge of an elite military unit in the United Arab Emirates. Human rights groups are worried about the growing civilian casualties in the bloody Yemeni conflict, but defence sources say the Australians are helping to improve the standards of the forces. Defence reporter Andrew Green has the story.
For months, Yemen has been in the grip of a severe crisis as various forces fight for control of the country. Houthi rebels took control of the capital in January last year and the ousted president fled in February. Arab Gulf states accuse Iran of backing the rebels and have formed a military coalition to push back. Dr. Sarah Phillips from the University of Sydney is a leading expert on Yemen.
The Saudi-led military intervention has been going since late March of last year, and that forms the major component of the international angle to this conflict. It's being widely stated as being a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran.
The Gulf coalition includes the United Arab Emirates. At the top of the UAE's military is the elite presidential guard, created in 2010 and led by former Australian Special Forces commander Mike Hindmarsh, who reports directly to the Crown Prince. He's among a small group of ex-Australian military personnel now inside the UAE Defence Force. John Blaxland from the ANU Strategic and Defence Studies Centre says it's not unusual for ADF members to accept higher salaries in foreign militaries or from private military contractors.
Actually donning the uniform of another country in the Middle East, that's a more recent phenomenon. Major General Mike Hindmarsh is the most prominent example of that, with a number of other participants who've joined General Hindmarsh in supporting the United Arab Emirates armed forces.
But human rights groups and many other observers have condemned the tactics now being used by the Gulf states in Yemen, particularly Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi-led coalition is behaving in a way that is reckless at best. At best, they have bombed an extraordinary number of hospitals, schools, all manner of civilian institutions and infrastructure.
John Blaxland admits it's a vexed situation for the Australians.
In looking at the talk of human rights abuses or breaches of international standards, we need to look at the other side of the picture and see what could have been the case had Major General Hindmarsh not been a participant in leavening and professionalising the armed forces of a country like UAE.
Australians are not believed to be directly involved in the bombings, but late last year an Australian commander was reportedly among 14 foreign mercenaries killed fighting against rebels in southeast Yemen. Defence Force sources have told AM having Australians working for Middle Eastern militaries also has a valuable strategic benefit because the Gulf states are vital allies in the fight against terrorism. They highlight the fact Australian forces targeting Islamic State operate from the Al Minhad airbase in the UAE.
Defence reporter Andrew Green.